Full text of bond measure G. By approval of this measure by at least 55% of the registered voters voting thereon, the Novato Unified School District shall be authorized to issue and sell bonds of up to $222 million in aggregate principal amount to provide financing for the specific school facilities projects listed below in the bond project list, subject to all of the accountability safeguards specified herein. Key findings. The Novato Unified School District is committed to continuing a strong, high-quality educational program for the students in all of its local public schools, and the district has conducted a thorough facilities master planning process with input from parents, teachers, staff, students, principals, and members of the community to identify the upgrades needed at each school site in order to meet basic safety and accessibility standards, to meet the district's goals for supporting current academic standards, and to address specific priorities at individual school sites. And the district believes that completing the identified upgrades will enable the district to ensure that all local students receive instruction in 21st century classrooms, labs, and school facilities that support modern curriculum, provide a well-rounded education, and give students with the skills they need for college, career, and the competitive global economy. And the district recognizes the need to upgrade classrooms, labs, instructional technology, and educational facilities to support engaging, hands-on learning experiences in subjects including science, engineering, and math. And specialized classrooms, instructional and performance spaces are needed to support Novato's award-winning programs in arts and music. And making schools more energy efficient and reducing the use of electricity, water, and other resources will improve environmental sustainability and cut utility bills and create savings that can be used to protect the quality of core academic classroom programs like math, science, reading, and writing. And in 2001, Novato voters overwhelmingly approved local school facilities funding to complete the first significant repairs and renovations to local schools, many of which were built in the 1950s and 1960s. And all of these projects were completed nearly 5 years ago, and the Citizens Oversight Committee verified that all funds were spent in accordance with voter-approved priorities. Unlike the district's parcel tax funds, which support the district's educational programs and staffing, bond revenue is the primary means by which the district is able to keep its school buildings and classrooms in good repair, safe, designed, and equipped to support changing educational standards, methods, and approaches. And Novato schools receive the lowest level of per-student funding in Marin County, and the cost of identified upgrades and improvements are beyond the scope of the district's current operating budget, and passing this bond measure provides a guaranteed source of local funding to maintain and improve this community's local school facilities. And this bond measure will benefit local schools, and no funds can be taken away by the state or other school districts. And by law, no money can be used for administrator salaries or pensions. And this bond measure requires strict fiscal accountability protections, including mandatory annual audits and an independent Citizens Oversight Committee comprised of local residents to ensure funds are managed and spent properly. Specifically, as further described in the bond project list, the Board of Trustees desires to upgrade classrooms, science labs, libraries, and facilities to meet current academic and/or safety standards, provide dedicated space for science, math, engineering, art, and/or music instruction, and support 21st century learning, and improve student access to modern instructional technology. Accountability measures. The provisions in this section are included in this proposition in order that the voters and taxpayers of the district may be assured that their money will be spent to address specific facilities needs of the district, all in compliance with the requirements of Article 13A, Section 1B3 of the State Constitution, and the Strict Accountability in Local School Construction Bonds Act of 2000, codified at Section 15264 and following of the California Education Code. Evaluation of needs. The Board of Trustees has evaluated the facilities needs of the district and has identified projects to finance from a local bond measure at this time. The Board of Trustees hereby certifies that it has evaluated safety, class size reduction, and information technology needs in developing the bond project list. Independent Citizens Oversight Committee. The Board of Trustees shall establish an Independent Citizens Oversight Committee in accordance with Education Code Sections 15278-15282 and applicable board policy to ensure bond proceeds are expended only for the school facilities projects listed in the bond project list. The committee shall be established within 60 days of the date when the Board of Trustees enters the results of the election in its official minutes. Annual performance audit. The Board of Trustees shall conduct or cause to be conducted an annual independent performance audit to ensure that the bond proceeds have been expended only on the school facilities projects described in the bond project list. Annual financial audit. The Board of Trustees shall conduct or cause to be conducted an annual independent financial audit of the bond proceeds until all of those proceeds have been spent for the school facilities projects described in the bond project list. Annual report to board. Upon approval of this measure and the sale of any bonds approved, the Board of Trustees shall take actions necessary to establish an account in which proceeds of the sale of bonds will be deposited. As long as any proceeds of the bonds remain unexpended, the superintendent shall cause a report to be filed with the Board of Trustees no later than January 1 of each year, commencing on the first January 1 after bonds have been issued and proceeds spent, stating 1. The amount of bond proceeds received and expended in the past fiscal year, and 2. The status of any project funded or to be funded from bond proceeds. The report may be incorporated into the annual budget, annual financial report, or other appropriate routine report to the board. Bond project list. This bond project list, which is an integral part of this proposition, describes the specific projects the district proposes to finance with proceeds of the bonds. Proceeds from the sale of bonds authorized by this measure shall be used only for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities on the bond project list, including the furnishing and equipping of said school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for said school facilities and not for any other purpose, including teacher and administrator salaries and other school operating expenses. In order to meet all identified facility needs, the district intends to complete projects using a combination of funding sources. These sources may include joint use funds, development impact fees, state funds if available, and other available funds. The district will pursue state matching funds if and when they become available, and if received, they will be used for and mainly applied to projects on the bond project list or other high-priority capital outlay expenditures as permitted in Education Code Section 17070.63C. No project is dependent on the receipt of state funding for completion. Specific projects to be funded by the bond measure include, without limitation, the following. 1. Complete basic upgrades to meet current student health and safety standards. Update aging classrooms and educational facilities to meet current fire, seismic, and safety codes. Fix and/or replace deteriorating roofs. Repaint school exteriors and interiors and refresh or replace landscaping. Resurface playgrounds and asphalt areas. Remove or replace aging portable buildings and classrooms. Replace outdated and deteriorating utility infrastructure, electrical, lighting, plumbing, heating, and ventilation systems, and install air conditioning or other classroom cooling systems. Acquire and install solar energy systems and equipment. Repair and replace aging student restrooms and add restrooms in the pre-kindergarten and kindergarten classrooms. Create ADA-compliant access and safe pedestrian paths of travel at schools. Improve security at schools by providing classroom intrusion alarms, video surveillance cameras, safety locks on classroom doors, and exterior lighting for student safety. Upgrade emergency communications and technology backup systems, signage, and fencing. Improve student safety and traffic circulation by upgrading or providing additional school drop-off areas and parking lots. Install or repair shade structures on school campuses and create sheltered eating and outdoor learning areas as needed. Rebuild, equip, and furnish school sites in the event of unforeseen emergency. 2. Improve schools to meet current academic standards and provide access to modern instructional technology. Provide updated classroom, audio and or visual technology for content delivery and presentation, which may include projectors and or large format flat screen monitors and sound and voice amplification systems. Acquire and install centrally manageable networked loudspeaker and or bell and or clock systems. Acquire computer hardware for student use in the classroom that is current and up to date. Improve school site network infrastructure in order to enhance network-based content and curriculum delivery, which may include upgrade and improve the routing and network aggregation capabilities for each site in order to support the larger numbers of concurrent network and internet connections. Upgrade and improve the network access layer switching capabilities in order to support the larger numbers of devices on our school networks, as well as supporting the higher speed requirements. Upgrade and improve classroom wiring for both wired and wireless data communication. Where necessary, upgrade and improve fiber network cabling between data wiring closets at the school sites. Furnish classrooms and learning spaces with flexible furniture. Build new or transform existing spaces to ensure functional kitchens, multi-use rooms, and stages to meet district facility standards for elementary, middle, and high schools. 3. Provide dedicated space for science, math, engineering, arts, and/or music instruction, support 21st century learning, and address specific priorities at individual school sites. Renovate, reconfigure, and/or repurpose existing classrooms and buildings to accommodate 21st century learning methods. Construct, furnish, and equip flexible classrooms, learning studios, innovation centers, collaboration spaces, and maker spaces. Renovate, repair, and upgrade school libraries to accommodate modern technology. Construct and/or improve, furnish, and equip middle and high school performing arts and music spaces and venues. Renovate and upgrade multipurpose rooms and play areas on elementary and middle school campuses. Upgrade, construct, or relocate food service facilities, community centers, meetings, spaces, workrooms, and parent and/or student support service areas. Install turf fields and improve track and athletic facilities on middle and high school campuses. Projects listed below may be completed at any and all school sites and facilities where such project is determined by the board to be necessary or required, and projects are authorized to be performed at each and all of the district's schools and sites, including, without limitation, Hamilton School K-8, Loma Verde Elementary School, Lou Sutton Elementary School, Linwood Elementary School, Olive Elementary School, Pleasant Valley Elementary School, Rancho Elementary School, San Ramon Elementary School, San Jose Middle School, Sinaloa Middle School, Novato High School, San Marin High School, Hill Education Center, Novato Charter School. Listed projects, repairs, improvements, rehabilitation projects, and upgrades will be completed only as needed, and the listing of projects does not imply a particular prioritization among such improvements. Projects may be done in phases based on Board of Trustees priorities. Listed projects may be completed at any and all district schools, sites, and education buildings where such project is determined necessary. Decisions regarding the scope, timing, prioritization, or other facets of project implementation will be made solely by the Board of Trustees by subsequent action, where terms such as, quote, renovate, end quote, upgrade, end quote, repurpose, end quote, and, quote, improve, end quote, are used in the bond project list, the Board of Trustees shall determine the best method for accomplishing the project's objective. For any listed project involving renovation or modernization of a building or the major portion of a building, the district may proceed with new replacement construction instead, including any necessary demolition, if the district determines that replacement and new construction is more practical than renovation, considering the building's age, condition, expected remaining life, comparative cost, and other relevant factors. In addition, where feasible, projects may be completed in partnership with other agencies on a joint-use basis using bond proceeds. Each project is assumed to include its share of costs of bond issuance, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, construction management, bond project staff and consultants, staff development and training expenses associated with learning construction techniques and approaches, new bond-funded equipment and systems, and a customary contingency for unforeseen design and construction costs. In addition to the projects listed above, the bond project list also includes payment of the costs of preparation of all facilities, planning and project implementation studies, feasibility and assessment reviews, master planning, environmental studies, permit and inspection fees, and temporary housing and relocation costs for dislocated programs or activities caused or necessitated by construction projects. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans are finalized and projects are completed. Based on the final costs of each project, certain of the projects described above may be delayed or may not be completed. Necessary site preparation and/or grading and/or restoration may occur in connection with new construction, modernization, renovation, or remodeling, including ingress and egress, removing, replacing, or installing irrigation, utility lines, trees, and landscaping, relocating fire access roads, and acquiring any necessary easements, leases, licenses, or rights of way to the property. Additional specifications: no administrator salaries. Proceeds from the sale of bonds authorized by this proposition shall be used only for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities on the bond project list, including the furnishing and equipping of said school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for said school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and administrator salaries and other school operating expenses. Single purpose. All of the purposes enumerated in this proposition shall be united and voted upon as one single proposition pursuant to Section 15100 of the California Education Code, and all the enumerated purposes shall constitute the specific single purpose of the bonds, and proceeds of the bonds shall be spent only for such purpose. Other terms of the bonds. The bonds may be issued and sold in several series and in accordance with a financing plan determined by the Board of Trustees pursuant to requirements of law. When sold, the bonds shall bear interest at an annual rate not exceeding the statutory maximum and with a maximum term not exceeding the statutory maximum, provided that the average useful life of bonds sold will not exceed 120% of the average life of the projects being financed or as otherwise provided by federal tax law. Bond funds may be used to reimburse the district for bond project list expenditures incurred prior to the election and bond issuance in accordance with federal tax law.